Welcome to Calming Harp, the sounds of David's Psalms. I'm glad you've joined us for this brief moment we share together. I will be playing some of the music that has been brought out of the Psalms. My name is Steve Reese. I play the harp. And over the last several years, I've been bringing the sounds of David's Psalms into recordings. You can find a lot of my music on my website, www.calmingharp.com. I have CDs available and MP3s. And you can go to YouTube. If you go to YouTube and then type in Peregrinati, Peregrinnatti, you will find hours of beautiful harp music that you can just play in the background and be calmed with the music that David may have played for his sheep at one time or another. So as we share this half hour, join me and enjoy the sounds of David's harp. Well, good morning. This is the fourth day of May that I'm recording this. And welcome once again. I wanted to take this episode to talk a little more about the Tabernacle of Moses. If you remember several weeks back, I had been visiting with Virginia Nick Dixon in Southern California, who is the CEO of the REST, R-E-S-T ministry. And we were discussing how the work that she's doing in bringing people back out of chaos into their design for their life, that their Heavenly Father, their Creator, created them for and for them, and how similar the patterns of what she was doing matched up to the music that the Father has been having me do. And so we were talking yesterday on the phone, and it just gave me the concept, the idea that probably I should share some of these ideas with each of you as well, because I think it's very important. Just an extra biblical source, Nikola Tesla said that if we would understand the universe, then we should understand the numbers 3, 6, and 9. And I think he's referring to the patterns, the numeric patterns that our Heavenly Father has works with throughout all of his creation. And as we were talking yesterday, a thought came to me that the numbers 3, 6, and 9 form the mathematical matrix for how our Father creates and sustains everything in his whole universe. And like the frequencies, each of the frequencies, when you reduce them down to the single digit, it's either a 3, a 6, or a 9. And as I've taught through my website and YouTube, there are so many references and understandings about each of these frequencies that I like to call the tabernacle frequencies. If you go to my YouTube, there's a video called Frequencies of Power, which has each of those frequencies. And I'm actually going to play one of them as part of the music for today, for the for the scripture reading that Shirley's going to do. This one is going to be the table of showbread, or the 639 hertz frequency, which is the frequency of fellowship, is what I've called it. And interestingly enough, I decided to look up some of the psalms that David is speaking about the temple of that has the, in which he put the Ark of the Covenant. And I don't know what that temple looked like. I don't know what that place, that tent, whatever it was, where he brought that Ark of the Covenant up and placed in, and then established worship there. But he is clear. He calls it the temple. And in fact, in Psalm 30, this is titled A Psalm of David, a song at the dedication of the temple. Now, we know that Solomon's temple for sure had not been built. David wanted to build a temple, but that was, God told him through the prophet Nathan that he had too many wars, his hands had too much blood on him, and he would not be allowed to build the temple, and Solomon would be the one to build the temple. But David dedicated something that he called a temple, and he put the Ark of the Covenant into something that he called a temple. And so Shirley will read that psalm here, and then I'll have some more comments. I'm also going to have her read Psalm 138, which also speaks of David bowing towards his holy temple. And so we're going to take a look at both of those psalms as Shirley reads them, and then I'll do some more comments following, because I have something I think is very important to share about the fact that there's no temple available for us today, but there in essence is, because these frequencies that we come, that we gather out of Numbers chapter 7, enable us to worship our Heavenly Father and take this journey through the tabernacle, as Shirley calls it, so that at each of these pieces of furniture in the tabernacle, we stop and we engage in a process that takes us closer and closer to coming into the presence of our Heavenly Father, so that we now, as Paul says, can come boldly before the throne. So I'm going to let Shirley read here for a bit, and then we'll come back.
I will extol you, O Yahweh, for you have drawn me up and have not let my foes rejoice over me. O Yahweh, my Elohim, I cried to you for help, and you have healed me. You have brought up my soul from Sheol. You restored me to life from among those who go down to the pit. Sing praises to Yahweh, O you, his saints, and give thanks to his holy name, for his anger is but for a moment, and his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning. As for me, I said in my prosperity, I shall never be moved. By your favor, O Yahweh, you made my mountain stand strong. You hid your face. I was dismayed. To you, O Yahweh, I cry, and to Yahweh I plead for mercy. What profit is there in my death if I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it tell of your faithfulness? Hear, O Yahweh, and be merciful to me. O Yahweh, be my helper. You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have loosed my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness, that my glory may sing your praise and not be silent. O Yahweh, my Elohim, I will give thanks to you forever. Of David. I give you thanks, O Yahweh, with my whole heart. Before the gods, I sing your praise. I bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your steadfast love and your faithfulness. For you have exalted above all things your name and your word. On the day I called, you answered me. My strength of soul you increased. All the kings of the earth shall give you thanks, O Yahweh, for they have heard the words of your mouth, and they shall sing of the ways of Yahweh, for great is the glory of Yahweh. For though Yahweh is high, he regards the lowly, but the haughty he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand delivers me. Yahweh will fulfill His purpose for me. Your steadfast love, O Yahweh, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands.
Do not forsake the work of your hands. The Psalm of David, as he said, he was bowing towards the temple. And I think David is giving us a picture of how we today can approach our Heavenly Father through worship. As I was explaining earlier, each of these frequencies that comes out of Numbers chapter 7 corresponds with one of the pieces of furniture, and each of the pieces of furniture in the tabernacle has a specific function for us to engage as we come into our Heavenly Father's presence, our Creator. And I believe that the most important aspect of why we would want to come into His presence is because we, as I speak musically, we get out of tune and we need to come back into tune. We need to come back into the frequencies that He created us with, because frankly, this all the stuff that's going on in the world around us and the toxins and the everything, the abominations, she'll just say. Ezekiel 9 says that those who were sighing and crying for the abominations being done in the land received a mark on them by the angel that had an ink pot at his side, and he put a mark on those who sighed and cried for the abominations being done in the land. And they were spared from destruction as the other destroying angels went around and dispatched those who did not have the mark. And I believe that's a lot of our duty today, is we may not be able to change what's happening in our land, but we can sigh and cry before our Heavenly Father. And that, a lot of that is what worship is all about. First of all, in coming to Him, we are recognizing that He is our sustainer. He is our Creator. He is the one that we can appeal to. And that everything that's taking place is under His control. As I've said frequently, He's not up in the balcony looking down, biting His nails, wondering how it's going to turn out. He's got this. And so at each piece of tabernacle furniture, this journey through the tabernacle that Shirley described, and we have a little book out called Frequencies of Power, and you can get it on the website, calmingharp.com. But when we first come to the brazen altar, that's where the sacrifice is burned up. And the sacrifice, in some ways, it's something of value to us that we're willing to give to our Heavenly Father. So it can be what's called a peace offering, or it can be a sin offering, or it can be a fellowship offering even. There's different kinds of offerings. But in this journey through the tabernacle, let's think about something that we know that we have in our life that we want. We know we need to get rid of it. It has an influence over us, and so we need to let it go. And so we put that on the altar to be burned. And then the next step, and so that frequency of 396 is a frequency of releasing, recognizing something that needs to be released. And then comes the washing, the what I call the frequency of cleansing, the 417. Which is the laver. That's the next step in which, when we're getting rid of this, we're doing this sacrifice, we get We get blood on us, we get dirt on us, we get ashes on us, and that all of that needs to be washed off so that we can be clean to enter into the holy place. And the next stop, so that's the frequency of cleansing. The next stop in the holy place is the menorah. And that's where the lamps are. That's the light. And I call that the frequency of light. And interestingly, that comes out at 528 hertz frequency, which is, interestingly enough, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, the name of God, turns out to be the 528 frequency. And Yeshua, Jesus, called himself the light of the world. And in the beginning of in John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And all things were created by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And so Yeshua is the light of the world, and he and later on in John 11, he clarifies himself before Abraham was, I am. The I am name is the name of Yahweh, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. And so he's declaring himself again to be the creator. And so he didn't, and as I've said before, I don't think he said light be, I think he sang light be, and that singing was in the 528 frequency. If you think about an artist always signs its painting or its sculpture, and in an amazing sense, our Heavenly Father, our Creator, Yeshua, signs his creation with an audible signature, a 528 hertz signature. All of his creation he signs with 528 frequency, and I like to call it the frequency of creation as well, but also the frequency of light. My one CD I have is called The Frequency of Light, which represents the menorah. So we stand in the light and we inspect and we say, okay, Father, is there something I missed? Is something I need to go back and take to the altar? Did I get everything? Because the light will show if there's something that we still need to take care of. So that's the next station, inspection before the light. And once that's taken care of, we may have to go back to the brazen altar to do something else. But once we get to the light and we're clear, then we go to the table of fellowship. In Hebrew, it's called the Lechem Panayim, the bread of face, which represents fellowship, coming before Heavenly Father. Remember Yeshua when he was being tempted in the wilderness to make bread out of stones. He quoted out of Deuteronomy where it says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And so that fellowship is eating God's word, eating the words of Yeshua, eating. It's not what would Jesus do, but what did he do? That's what this represents, this fellowship, coming into relationship closer and closer and closer. And then from there we head to the altar of incense, the golden altar. And that reminds us of the prayers of the saints. Revelation speaks of the prayers of the saints ascending endlessly before the Father. And we were told that the priests, before they went into the most holy place where the Ark of the Covenant was, they would put up this large cloud of incense as a covering to enter in. And that's also where I believe in the book Shirley talks about Yeshua, our mediator, being there, and the enemy, Hasatan, being there to say, oh, they can't go in before their Heavenly Father. They've done this, 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 and this. And Yeshua says, oh, yeah, we know that they did that, but look at back there at the altar. They took that all to the altar. It got burned up. They washed. They came before the light. They ate the bread. And now they're standing here with the prayers of the saints. I say they're under my blood. Therefore, they can enter in. And the judge, who is on the mercy seat, the Shekinah presence, and I don't know how all that works about the three in one, the one, the whatever. He says, well, if it's good enough for Yeshua, it's good enough for me. Bam, case dismissed. Come on in. Come in, enter into the presence of your Heavenly Father. Come boldly before the throne, as Paul says. And so that altar of incense is the 741 frequency, which is that connecting is what it represents. And then finally, the 852 is that Ark of the Covenant, where we are now in the presence of our Heavenly Father. That is the frequency of restoration, of enlightenment, coming into a full knowledge of who our Heavenly Father is and who He's created us to be. And that's what takes place before that 852 Ark of the Covenant. And so as we engage in each one of these processes in our life, and as we let the things of this world go, and as we engage in the things of our Heavenly Father, and we come closer and closer in relationship to our Heavenly Father, to Yeshua, to our Creator, I'm not sure how you want to say that, because in many respects they are all one, but in also other respects they have different functions. But our Creator, from the day Adam and Eve fell in the garden to today, this very moment, He desires to restore us back into His presence. This tabernacle of Moses was actually a three-dimensional model of what our restoration looks like, the process that we engage in coming to it, and finally, our ability to stand before our Heavenly Father and receive His instruction face to face. So as you think about this through your next week, I just pray shalom upon you, and come before your Heavenly Father. So I hope you've enjoyed our time together. Stay tuned, as I say, little pun. I have many more songs to share with you. I have more to share about how this all comes together. And I pray that you will share and help people, especially those you see stressed, especially in these times that we're going through. Bring people to this calming and this peace and this rest that this beautiful music of the Psalms of David brings to each of our lives. Thank you for listening. Hope to see you next week. Many, many blessings to you all today.